Hey, fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, on this one, we're going to go back to opening day, March the 29th, 2018. It's in Los Angeles. It's against the Dodgers. And the matchup is Ty Block, who in those days was known as a Dodger killer. And, of course, Clayton Kershaw, who never misses a chance to pitch against the San Francisco Giants. So it's opening day, March 29th. Of 2018. Here's the lineup for the Giants. Boy, this is only a couple of years ago. Austin Jackson, Joe Panik, Andrew McCutchen, Posey, Longoria, Pence, Belt, Crawford, and Ty Block. On the Dodgers side, it's Chris Taylor, Seager, Puig, Kiki Hernandez, Cody Bellinger, Kemp, Grandal, Logan Forsythe, and Clayton Kershaw as these two teams match up on opening day, March 29th. Of 2018. All right, here's how the game gets underway. The Giants first, Austin Jackson gets a base hit. Panik gets a base hit, and it's first and second, but McCutchen hits into a double play, and Posey strikes out, and that is the end of the first inning. The Dodger first, Block has got it as he gets Taylor and Seager looking on called third strikes, and that ends the Dodger first. We go to the Giants second. Longoria pops up to second. Pence gets a double. Belt gets a base hit off Kershaw, believe it or not. It's first and third, but Crawford pops up to the third baseman, and Ty Block strikes out, and that is it for the threat that the Giants had going. The Dodgers eradicated there in the second inning. In the Dodgers' second with one out, Kemp gets a walk, and Grandal gets a single, so Ty Block in trouble, but he gets Logan Forsythe on a ground ball. The Giants turn it, a double play, and the Giants could do that with Crawford and Panik and Longoria. Excellent infield and Belt, and they get out of the inning. It's still no score as we go to the Giants' fifth. This is opening day of March 29th, 2018, 53,595 at the park. Ty Block strikes out. Jackson grounds out to Seager, and Joe Panik comes up, and believe it or not, Joe Panik homers off of Clayton Kershaw, and Kershaw couldn't believe it. I still can see the expression on his face.
Swing. There's a high fly ball down the right field line toward the corner. It is still going. It is a home run! Joe Panik with a soaring drive down the right field line. It never did hook. It just went straight down the line and just barely missed the screen that comes out from the foul pole and well back into the lower deck, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead.
The Giants are up 1-0 now. Posey walks, but Longoria strikes out. And that is it for the Giants in the fifth inning. But they do take the lead 1-0. Now, Ty Block is gone after five innings. He goes five innings, three hits, no runs, three walks, three strikeouts. Osich comes in for the sixth inning. And Corey Guerin now comes in for the seventh inning for the Giants. And he faces Kemp, lines out to left field, Grandal a base hit. Forsythe flies out to right. Utley gets a base hit. Now it's first and third, two out. He steals second base. Boy, Chase Utley, always a pain in the neck to the Giants. But Chris Taylor strikes out looking, and I can still see that one. And the Giants get out of that seventh inning. We go now to the ninth inning, and Hunter Strickland is in for the Giants to try to close this thing out. It's 1-0 over Kershaw and the Dodgers opening day on a home run by Joe Panik. Kemp starts off the inning with a base hit, but then Grandal strikes out. Forsythe pops out to third, and Jock Peterson comes in, and he grounds out to short.
2-2 the count with two down. The pitch, little two-hopper to short. Crawford's got it. The throw to first, and the Giants have won the opening day game over the Dodgers. It's just the first of 162, and yet it had the feel of October in this one.
And that's it for the Dodgers' ninth. The Giants win it on opening day, 1-0. A run, eight hits, no errors for the Giants, eight left on. The Dodgers, no runs, six hits, no errors, nine left on. Ty Block the winner, Kershaw the loser, and Hunter Strickland gets the save. For Kershaw in this game, six innings, eight hits, a run, a homer, two walks, and seven strikeouts. For Ty Block, 47 games that year, 13 starts for the Giants. He goes 6-7. The Giants in 2018, it's a 73-89 year. They were doing all right until September. They lost 12 straight, September 1st to the 12th. And in the month of September, they were 5-22. And that is the way they ended 2018. But the next day, it is Dodgers-Giants again. and it's Johnny Cueto on the hill for the Giants against the Dodgers in Game 2. Well, they again match up, no score, into the seventh inning, and Johnny Cueto hasn't given up a hit yet. And he gets into the seventh inning. Chris Taylor gets a base hit for the first hit for the Dodgers off Cueto. And Cueto goes seven innings of one-hit ball, no walks, four strikeouts. Tremendous performance by him. And the Dodger-Giant game then moves into the ninth inning. And believe it or not, and this is what makes baseball the great game it is, Joe Panik against Kenley Jansen homers again.
He pitches, swinging. There's a high drive in a deep right center field. Way back there, still going. Adios, Pelota! Joe Panik strikes again. There have been two runs in the two games of this series. One in each game for the Giants on a Joe Panik home run. This one into right center field. And can you believe that? Not Posey, not McCutcheon, not Longoria, not Pence, not one of the big power hitters, but Joe Panik.
Joe Panik homers again. And the Giants, behind Hunter Strickland getting a save in the bottom of the ninth, beat the Dodgers in the second game to go up 2-0 in the series. How about that? A way to start the season of 2018.
Strickland delivers. And a changeup is popped up. Posey moving to the left of the plate in foul ground. He's got it. And can you believe it? The Giants have scored two runs in the first two games of the season and won them both. 1-0 again on a Joe Panik home run in both games.
For Joe Panik, he had four homers in 2018. In his career, he always was a walk strikeout guy, 219 walks, 253 strikeouts. It was a tough out, really. In 6 years as a Giant, he was a Gold Glove second baseman, tremendous double play in the World Series in 2014 with Crawford, and he hit 38 home runs. But he hit two to start off the season of 2018. For Andrew McCutcheon as a Giant, 255, 357, 415 slugging before he was traded to the Yankees, 15 homers, 55 RBIs, and he ends up going to the Yankees in midseason. But boy, what a way to start. Of course, opening day, 1-0 with the homer off Kershaw, and then, of course, the next day behind Cueto, the homer by Panik in the ninth off Jansen, and the Giants get this 2018 season off to an amazing start. Strickland a couple of saves as well. So 2 hours, 55 minutes for opening day, and the Giants win it 1-0 over the Dodgers. Fans, this was a great game in Giants franchise history. This is Marty Lurie. We'll be back with more Giants franchise history.